Sean O'Hara's departure feels sudden to some, and surprising to some. If you have questions after you hear this report, please listen to the extended interview. Honolulu Museum of Art director Sean O'Hara was hired January 1st, 2017. So that's about 2 years.
Yeah, a little over, yeah.
Why are you leaving, Sean?
My spouse suffers from severe asthma, and I don't think anyone thought it would be affected by the atmosphere in Honolulu, like the sulfur dioxide. When I was growing up as a kid, it wasn't even a consideration.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel are the important contributions of your time at the Honolulu Museum?
Well, I focused primarily on the art strategy.
The programming, you mean? Or?
Yes, the programming and the activities of the museum. We focused the art strategy on Hawaii and the Pacific to make HOMA more relevant to the public. The second thing I would say is that I worked very hard on creating more efficiencies, for example, combining departments, combining activities that make sense, and that sort of led to donors having confidence in the museum to be able to raise probably more money in the last year and a half than we've raised in a long time. It was a win-win situation for both the public and the museum.
I think it did involve the exit of over 30 of your staff members.
Well, there is a turnover in Hawaii, as you know. And then also, you know, when you make changes, you know, not everyone is in line with those changes. So there are many reasons why people move.
Mm-hmm. The school is the primary way that so many in the community do interface with the museum. Are there as many classes and teachers there as there used to be?
The teachers do come and go, and in terms of classes, actually the number of classes are now at a more manageable size. You know, the key thing that I have really pushed in my tenure here has been making sure that you are able to serve the public within the means that you have available to you.
O'Hara starts as executive director at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art in Kansas City Monday, February 11th. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.